Hello, my delightful two-legged companions and fellow majestic giants. Welcome back to Dane's Delight, the only podcast hosted by a truly magnificent, floppy-eared, and slightly drooly creature, that's me, Yeti. Yes, your very own Great Dane expert, here to share some tail-wagging wisdom. Today, we're lacing up our imaginary hiking boots. Well, you are, I prefer my paws au naturel, and hitting the trails. We're diving into the wonderful world of hiking with your Great Dane, but from my highly sophisticated, nose-to-the-ground perspective. Get ready for some laughs, some truths, and maybe a little bit about how much I love snacks. So, you've decided to take your magnificent Dane on an adventure into the wild. Excellent choice. But before we even sniff a single tree, let's talk preparation. From my viewpoint, preparation is mostly about your packing skills. First, water. Lots and lots of water. Not just for you, but for me. My tongue needs a good splash after all that important sniffing. And trust me, sharing from your tiny bottle just isn't efficient enough for a thirst like mine. Next up, snacks. My human calls them treats, but to me, they are vital trail fuel. Think high value. Cheese? Yes, please. Dried meat? Oh, absolutely. And don't forget the emergency just because I'm cute snack. You never know when one of those might be needed to motivate me up a slight incline. It's a lot of muscle, you know. Your gear? Well, that's your problem, mostly. However, please ensure my leash is sturdy. I might suddenly remember I need to investigate something very important that's 2 feet off the path, and I'd hate for you to get left behind. And my harness? Comfy, please. No chafing, because that makes my naps much less enjoyable later. Oh, and poop bags. While I may be a dignified creature, nature calls for all of us. And you, my dear human, are the designated pooper scooper. A job you perform with such grace, if I do say so myself. All right, we're on the trail. This is where the magic happens. For me, hiking is a sensory feast. Every rustle in the leaves is a potential squirrel. Every new scent tells a whole story that you humans could never understand. Who is here? What did they eat? Are they still around? These are the questions that occupy my brilliant mind. Now, I know you like to look at the views and the scenery. And sure, those are nice. But have you ever considered the exquisite beauty of a perfectly placed mud puddle? Or the sheer joy of a fallen log that's just the right height for a quick stretch and a sniff underneath? That's what I call real beauty. One thing to remember, I have long legs, but I'm not a marathon runner. I'm a sprinter, a lounger, a majestic wanderer. So, while I might gallop ahead for a bit, don't be surprised if I suddenly decide it's time for a strategic rest stop. This usually involves leaning on your legs or finding the shadiest spot to survey my domain. And stairs? Oh, stairs. Those are my arch nemesis. A gentle slope? Fine. A big step up? That might require a little nudge from you, or at least a very convincing come on, good boy, from you, accompanied by a snack. And wildlife? Oh, the excitement. A bird. A rabbit. Another dog. My human always says, Yeti, no, but how can I resist the thrill of a potential chase? Just kidding, mostly. It's a good reminder to keep us Danes leashed, especially when other creatures are around. We mean well, but sometimes our enthusiasm is, well, big. Ah, the best part of the hike, getting home. There's nothing quite like the feeling of collapsing onto my favorite bed. Or even better, my couch, especially after all that hard work. My paws might be a little tired, my nose might be full of new memories, and my belly might be rumbling for dinner. A good brush down to get rid of any stray burrs, a quick check of my paws to make sure no thorns are hiding, and then, a long, glorious nap. I might even snore a little louder than usual, just to let you know how truly successful the adventure was. You'll know I'm happy when I start dreaming of chasing squirrels and sniffing all the best smells. So, there you have it, my dear Dane devotees. Hiking with your Great Dane is an experience unlike any other. It's about sniffing, exploring, snacking, and making memories together. Remember to prepare, go at our pace, and always bring the good treats. We love being out there with you, even if we sometimes need a little extra encouragement or a quick nap break. Thank you for joining me, Yeti, here on Dane's Delight. If you loved hearing my wisdom, please sniff out our next episode, subscribe, and tell all your human friends with big dogs about us. Until next time, keep those tails wagging, those ears floppy, and those hearts full of Dane love. Woof for now.